Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleep Wave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. AV Drive-In left us a lovely review recently and said that while they sometimes suffer with anxiety and depression, meditating on Sleep Wave has helped them become more present, calm, and relaxed. We're so happy to hear that. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleep Wave and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know and consider subscribing to support the show. You can enjoy ad-free listening, plus have access to 2 bonus episodes a month and my entire back catalog. It really is the best way to find easy sleep every night. The details are in the show notes. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
One of my friends from college is hands down one of my favorite people in life. We became friends at a time when I was going through a breakup, and she really helped me tap back into joy. Even though we were college students, we would go to the nearby playground and swing on the swing set while listing things that made us happy. The memory of flying through the air like a small child while yelling out things that made us happy still gives me an emotional boost whenever I think about it. This friend also had a love of the full moon and would always drag me out to see it, often while driving around town with the top down on her convertible car, blasting music and singing at the top of our lungs. It was from her that I established such a love of the moon. I still can't see a full moon without thinking of her. The moon is powerful. It is magical and mystical and rules the rhythms and cycles of our whole planet and the creatures on it. People from the dawn of time have used its cycles to determine the months and seasons and have used its light to guide their way before the time of electricity. The moon is a symbol of romance and beauty, too. I love a good ballad about the moon, and there truly is nothing more romantic than walking on a beautiful moonlit night with someone you are enamored with. One of the most unforgettable moments of my life was riding in a boat in Paris one summer night with my husband, watching the Eiffel Tower light up and sparkle next to the crescent moon that winked behind it. The beauty and spectacle of that moment was incredible. The moon is also a symbol of peace. I, like countless parents before me, have read the book Goodnight Moon to My Child an innumerable amount of times. It was all he wanted to hear before bed for the first year and a half of his life. The sweetness of saying goodnight to everything, and especially to the moon, made me as soothed and peaceful as it made my little baby before bedtime. Tonight, we are going to meditate on the magical, mystical moon and all it gives us. Light, peace, beauty, balance, and so much more. Allow the glowing light of the moon to soothe you into a deep and restful sleep so you can awaken restored and more in tune with the power of the natural world around you. This is Get Sleepy in the Moonlight by Billy Gill. The moon takes about 29 and a half days to complete the cycle through its various phases. These lunar months have been symbolic in many different cultures and traditions for the concept of the cycle of life and rebirth. Nature returns and returns in a continual process of decay, dissolution, and regeneration. When ancient people observed the moon, they saw a pattern that is repeated throughout the natural world. Things emerge, grow, flourish, and eventually wane until they disappear, only to remain hidden for some time until, once again, they emerge. We see this pattern in the seasons, in the life cycle of animals and plants, and in the dazzling display of the moon's phases each month. The origin of the moon is a subject of scientific study and debate. One theory, which is widely accepted, is known as the giant impact hypothesis. In the early stages of the solar system's formation, there were many protoplanets that circled the sun. The Earth was one of these protoplanets. Around 4.5 billion years ago, another protoplanet, called Theia, collided with Earth and the two celestial bodies merged. The impact was so powerful that it caused a large amount of debris to be ejected into space. The debris eventually coalesced and formed a moon-sized object in orbit around the Earth. Over millions of years, this moon-sized object cooled and consolidated into what we now recognize as the moon we see today. The glowing orb, which changes throughout the month, recapitulates not only the cycle of life, but the cycle of existence itself. The shape of a sphere is itself symbolic of all that is complete within itself, one without a second. The sphere symbolizes perfect wholeness. The surface of a sphere is uniform, with all points being equidistant from its center. It symbolizes divinity, perfection, balance, and harmony. It has no edges or irregularities. It is symmetrical when viewed from any angle. That the moon coalesced, like all the other heavenly spheres, into this form further illustrates its transcendent qualities. The origin of consciousness echoes in the cycle of the moon. Almost every creation myth across cultures and traditions begins with some image of the arrival of light. Light is the illuminating principle. It is the dawn. As human beings became conscious, there came too an urge to question how we came into being. The distinguishing quality of humans is self-consciousness. Just as an infant is scarcely aware of itself in any kind of differentiated way, the earliest humans must have also felt self-identical with the world. Just as a child slowly develops awareness of himself as something separate from his parents, so too humanity gradually developed the psychological state of self-consciousness and the sense of individual identity apart from the unity of the original state. As such, the moon transitions from darkness of the unconscious to the full light of consciousness, only to return to the hidden, unknown realm once again. Tonight's sleep meditation draws on the wisdom derived from the moon's presence since the beginning of human consciousness and long before. As you settle into a cozy position for a restful night of sleep, visualize the moon above you in its fullness. The full moon is the culmination of its cycle and the fulfillment of its illuminative potential. As you rest in the soft moonlight, feel the cooling energy of the moon. In yoga, the left nostril is associated with the moon, the right nostril with the sun. By observing the breath flowing through the left nostril and the sensations that accompany that breath, it is said to stimulate the Ida Nadi, which corresponds to the introspective, passive, and reflective qualities of the moon. The Pingala Nadi, associated with the right nostril, is the active state of mind, which is symbolized by the sun. Balancing the active and the passive energies within the two sides brings the mind into a state of harmony. The warming energy of the sun balances and is balanced by the cooling energy of the moon. Allow yourself to become calm and steady. Your facial muscles are relaxed. The forehead is smooth. The bridge of your nose spreads wide across your face. The eyes fall away from the eyelids. The breath is slow and even. Begin by taking a comfortable inhale through both nostrils. Notice a brief pause and then exhale through the mouth. Again, inhale through both nostrils, pause. Exhale through the mouth and register the natural pause at the bottom of the exhale. Once more, inhale through both nostrils, pause, exhale through the mouth, pause. At any point, if you feel the need to return to this way of breathing, feel free to do so. In general, the energy of the right nostril and the energy of the left nostril fluctuate throughout the day. In this practice, we are paying attention to how the energy flows in each nostril, but never becoming forceful with the breath. With practice, you will become very attuned to the sensations of the breath on the right and left side. The right and left nostrils are really stimulating the right and left side of the body. As you try to direct your awareness with each alternating breath, don't worry too much if you don't feel the breath switch from the right to left nostril. There's no need to use your hands to manipulate the nostrils either. Although there are some methods of practice that use the hands to manually shift the breath from side to side, for our purposes, simply shift from one nostril to the other using only your intention. Your intention is enough. We will now practice alternate nostril breathing. Begin, when you are ready, by inhaling through the left nostril and pause at the top of your breath. Imagine that the energy of the breath has been gathered at the center of the brow. As you exhale, using your intention, release the breath slowly through your right nostril. Notice a brief pause as your exhale turns into an inhale through the right nostril, drawing the energy of the breath to the brow center. Exhale through the left nostril and feel the whole left side of the body relax. Inhale through both nostrils. Pause. Exhale through both nostrils. This completes one cycle of alternate nostril breathing. If you need to take a round or two of easy breathing, in through the nose and out through the mouth, give yourself permission to breathe in this way or however the breath naturally wants to move. When you are ready for another cycle of alternate nostril breathing, inhale through the left nostril. Notice the pause at the center of the brow. Exhale through your right nostril. The whole right side of the body relaxes. Pause. Inhale again through the right nostril, gathering energy at the center of the brow. Pause there. Exhale through the left nostril. The whole left side of the body relaxes. Pause. Inhale through both nostrils. Exhale through both nostrils to complete the cycle. Go on practicing alternate nostril breathing at your own pace, or simply pay attention to your breath in and out for some time. The journey of the full moon back into the new moon, where it remains obscure for 3 days, represents a journey into the unconscious, where all the hidden contents of our psyche reside and make themselves known only through symbols and images in dreams. The secret longings and intuitions of the unconscious communicate with the conscious mind through the medium of dream symbols. This is why dreams can often reveal to us repressed desires and emotions that are too distressing to deal with in our conscious lives. Often, since the conscious mind finds it difficult to contend with these unresolved issues, they remain in the unconscious, where they can exert their influence from a safe distance. The unconscious mind is a place of deep integration. It's a place of refuge in the psyche. It's like a womb where the self-consciousness of the ego is absorbed into the unity of the original, undifferentiated state. The moon returns to this womb for 3 days in its new moon phase to return to this undifferentiated state. This is why the moon has, throughout history and across various traditions, been associated with the feminine principle. When we are very young, there is very little sense of being an individual. Rather, we are at one with the world and at one with our parents, especially with the mother. As we increasingly grow into self-conscious awareness, only gradually do we leave that state of original simplicity. We may someday return to this state in adulthood through divine wisdom or spiritual enlightenment. The moon reminds us of that possibility. Visualize your whole body from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Feel your whole body as one field of awareness. Everything is connected. Even if you are not able to access every part of your body with your consciousness, you are there, and there you are. Breathing the whole body. The whole body. The whole body. Feel your body as a whole. Whole body. Whole body. Whole body. Whole. breath to flow smoothly and steadily through both nostrils. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Contemplate the phases of the moon. Consider how they relate to your own life journey. The new moon, a symbol of new beginnings, reminds us of the endless possibilities that each day brings. The full moon represents the fulfillment of our goals and desires, a time to celebrate our achievements. The waning moon reminds us that with every ending comes the potential for a new beginning. Immerse yourself in the moon's serene light. Remember that just as the moon is reborn in its cycle, so too are we. With every ending, we have the chance to start anew. Let go of any burdens or regrets that weigh you down. Allow the moon's energy to cleanse and rejuvenate your spirit. Continue breathing, imagining the full moon above you, soothing you and holding you in its calm light for some time. the gentle embrace of the moon's symbolism, envision the life you desire to create. See yourself embarking on new journeys, achieving your goals, and finding peace in the ever-revolving cycle of life. The moon reminds us that change is inevitable, but it brings with it the opportunity for growth and transformation. As you drift deeper and deeper into sleep, remember that in those times when you feel alone or lost, you are merely in a phase of your own cycles. Allow yourself to return to the source of hidden support and strength. Return to the womb of your unconscious, just as you know the sliver of the crescent moon that appears after 3 days in darkness was never really gone. So too you have been supported in your own inner transformation through the process that was hidden from even your own awareness. Surrender into the depth of your own original wisdom. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.